And 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and a beautiful day. I know it's getting a little bit late in the season. It's hard to have unseasonably warm weather at all times. Camille is in the booth. That makes it nice. And Camille, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back.
We miss you, but we also know that you are out there, entertaining the masses as you often do, and in the world of stand-up comedy, which is something, a skill set I was not aware that you had.
That was last week. Yeah, I did that in college a little bit, and then when I came home, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just try it again. And it was a lot of fun.
Do people think of you as like secretly funny? Yeah, because I know you're funny and you have a good sense of humor, but it's, you're not like one of those kind of just big, crazy in your face personalities.
No. Because I can be shy, I guess.
You got to block that out. When your public demands more. When you think of big over.
When my fans. Fans.
That's right. Your public. That's right. When Camille Nation comes calling, you're going to get drafted.
Camille Nation.
Yeah, go ahead and use that. When it comes to big personalities in the food world, right? Big and bold personalities. I don't want to say in your face, right? Hopefully in your mouth, especially when he's coming up with great stuff. In studio, you know him and love him from some of his great work over at True, so many different restaurants. Of course, the accolades at Travel as well. And, you know, for your Cushion 555 fans, and how many could there not be? Most everybody who is a fan of the program or understands what it is that we're doing know about the Heritage Breed Pork Tour of the Stars, and he is a champion of that here in Chicago as well. So, Chef Tim Graham, welcome to WGN. Welcome to the co-host slot today in our abbreviated program. Great to have you.
Hello. Excited to be here.
So we're going to talk about, before we go to our break, we're going to go to a break maybe about a quarter after. Here's the things that are going to be on the show today for those racing fans, motorsports fans that want to not tease you, but let you know that coming up we are going to have, I think we're going to have Martin Truex Jr. is going to be on with us. Danica Patrick is going to be on with us. We're going to talk with a number of different drivers about the season as it gets going, as we kind of head towards Daytona. On the travel side, we're going to have Eileen Ogans talking about cruises for the family, getting out there on the high seas and enjoying some of that transformative travel. And then, of course, on the food side, you know, Ron Ben Israel is going to be on with us. I think we've got an interview with Jacques Pepin coming up a little bit. You love Jacques Pepin? Are you serious, Camille?
I love him.
So you got a Jacques Pepin fat head up in your room. You've got
It's on my ceiling.
Oh, yeah. That's the way you want it. His knife skills are amazing. You know that, right, Tim?
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome.
He is awesome. He's a great guy. He's the elder statesman of the industry, so excited to have him on as well. But we've got Tim in studio, and we're going to talk about some of the exciting things that are going on. We're going to get into a little bit of road trip. So we're going to talk about a place that's, near and dear, I think, for so many people. A lot of people come up here from there. We've got a lot of St. Louis residents that are part of our demographics here. You know, on the baseball side, things can get contentious. If you're familiar, the interview we did with Kenny Wallace a little while, one of NASCAR's finest. You know him from all the work on Fox, and big food fan too. He's from St. Louis, loves those Cardinals, but it can get contentious. And so you're from St. Louis. You're wearing the Cardinal hat. Apparently, you said that you did that specifically for me. So I was laughing with Camille. It's the kind of equivalent of like, hey, I heard you like cats. I killed one, right? You do it like where? No, it's not. I think it shows the olive branch, right, that can be extended. So before we go to the break, let's talk a little bit about St. Louis. It is, I'm trying to think. It is. I know it's got an up and coming emerging food scene that is really great. It is. Is it 5 hours away? Give kind of the thumbnail from here to St. Louis, how you get there and what's going on.
Well, full disclosure, I'm from Columbia, Missouri, about an hour and a half west of St. Louis, but spent a lot of time.
So you're St. Louis adjacent.
We appropriated that team early on. Normally, we just take 55 to St. Louis and go right down into the city. It goes right there. Catch a little bit of I-70 there, and St. Louis has just got a great downtown, and as you were mentioning, there's tons of new youth and great young things happening in the food scene, as well as the classics I grew up eating.
So what is St. Louis, as kind of an adjunct member of sort of the barbecue community, Pappy's is down there, right? So, and they're like one of the legendary barbecue places. But other than that, like food-wise, what is it that the people in St. Louis know, love, what are the places that are having lines around, and what are the places if our people from Chicago want to make that road trip, where should they stop and eat?
I'm going to take it down to the pedestrian level here. The first is Ragazzi's on the hill in St. Louis. It's kind of that awesome Italian-American part of St. Louis that just dates way back, slick back hair, big old mobsters, that kind of scene. And
St. Louis, can you credibly say St. Louis and mobsters in the same sentence? You're here in Chicago. You know, we have a history.
I think yours are much better and more scary than ours in St. Louis, for sure.
Well, that's great, though. It's like from, I'm sure the Tourism and Visitor Bureau for St. Louis is probably, they're probably right along with you, Tim. You know, they're probably like, come for our friendly, welcoming mobsters.
That's correct. We are St. Louis class people. St. Louis class. But they have the toasted ravioli. They're home of the toasted ravioli, which is a St. Louis clutch snack, and they're breaded and deep fried raviolis that's supposed to have happened by accident, but I think that was just a genius grandma in the kitchen back in the day. And they are everywhere at every bar, every restaurant. They're just ubiquitous across St. Louis.
So the toasted ravioli, is it the same as, and of course, you know, we're going to do the bona fide ride of the show, where you can send in, you can talk to Camille, or you can text it in, and you can send pictures. It always helps. 312-981-7200. Your first car, your favorite car, or your dream car, and you can win the $25 gift card to Bona Beef. And so beef is, like, Italian beef is kind of a Chicago staple, right? You go out a little bit further, people may be not aware of it, you know, like the Philly cheesesteak. So is it the toasted ravioli that is the St. Louis thing? Is that the St. Louis thing, you would say?
I would say it is one of the two or three. The next one would be our pizza style in St. Louis. If you've never been to an Emo's or had a St. Louis pizza, and I know that's more contentious here
it's so good.
See, Camille, look at this.
It's, I know,
thin as a cracker, like a saltine cracker crust is what the pizza is, sort of thing. And they got this magic cheese, it's called Provel, and I believe the recipe is half provolone and I think half magic.
Like, half magic.
It is definitely a processed cheese of just glory. So,
well, whenever, you know, a chef like Chef Tim Graham suggests that one of your ingredients could have magic in it, I think that's high praise, right?
I think so.
So is that the kind of thing that, as different concepts come here, you know, of course, Chicago, we've got this diverse food scene. You can get elevated food from almost any cuisine or culture right here in Chicago. You know, we are, I don't know, I think of us not necessarily, you bring up the contention, we've had those news stories about the New York style pizza, the Chicago style pizza, do you like deep dish, do you not? But I think if you go everywhere from, you know, we've got like really great and beloved thin crust places, and of course you've got the, you know, all the deep dish stuff. I think Chicago's more, you know, it's not an either or, but it's kind of an and place. I think if it's good, I think we can embrace an approach. Maybe even if you took the St. Louis stuff, maybe just the name up, I don't think so. That's not what we're going. We're olive branching here. Do you think a concept like that would work, you know, as a pizza place, like we're serving that pizza?
Yeah, I actually think Chicago is more open to a lot of different pizza styles than that national dialogue would lead on. You know, you've got tavern style pizzas here. You've got Pequod's kind of original style pizzas. You've got the deep dish, the quiche of pizzas.
Right.
And Coalfire's kind of doing a newer style. We've got the Spacanopoli's of town that are doing the Napoli styles.
Yep.
We've got Bonchi Pizzeria that's bringing that different Italian style to town. So there's just a lot of great styles that Chicagoans seem to just love pizza.
So I don't think it is either, or I think it is and but you also see, and you know you're doing it right, when you know the Domino's pizza, nothing wrong with them, people love that out in the nether regions when other things aren't available, or your Papa John's and stuff, like when they're not doing as well, it means there's a lot of great mom and pop options to choose from. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to preview also too, I know, road trip wise, we're going to do a little bit of teaser for Dane's ultimate Florida family road trip that we're going to do, and we're going to talk about Chef Tim Grant's new place. You know him, you love him for all of his other places, things he does. Now he's going to have one centralized location of awesomeness. So stay tuned for that. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN On the Road with Dane, live here, Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and kind of heading into the holidays. Some excitement is going on, and the gift that keeps on giving is Chef Tim Graham. And he is here, and we talked about St. Louis. He shared some of the delicacies of the region, some of the ways that you can best enjoy it. I know before we get into the new location, I know we're excited to talk about the new restaurant you're going to have here in Chicago. It is going to be really, really great. People make a trip to St. Louis. Is the Arch, is it worth doing?
Yeah, the arch is awesome. A lot of people don't know you can go inside of it and take.
Yeah, doesn't it have like a claustrophobic tube or something? Is it? Because I didn't know I was claustrophobic, number one, until I was stuck inside a tunnel underneath Chichen Itza in Mexico, which, you know, I was like, I'm days away from any kind of medical treatment or support if anything went real south. And it was because it's, you know, it's in a remote location, right? But then, or getting into like a dragster, it was like, it's really, yeah. So the tube there, do you need to, is there a lot of room or no room?
It's not for you. It's pretty. It feels janky because it's not an elevator that goes straight up. It goes in an arch shape, so it's like to the and you just, it takes a while, and then once you're up there, there's not a lot of room up there, and you can feel the wind blow the arch. The top waves in the it sort of flexes up there.
I'm sure there's like a YouTube or some kind of somebody Facebook Live in it. I'll get it. But I appreciate the input. But here we are. We're going to get a little input about something that people have been waiting for, much anticipated, certainly by yourself. And I know here in Chicago, it is not always easy to get one of these projects going. You know, there's a lot of things you have to do. But, and also too, is, you know, that you wanted to, you know, make it right. You want to make it perfect. Whenever you have those opportunities, and you've been part of some of the really, really great restaurant situations here in Chicago, but for your new place, Twain, you're kind of got all the things lined up for excellence coming up very soon.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, Dane. We've been working on it for about a year and a half now. It took a while to find the space, negotiate the lease, do all those things that were so exciting to do. And now we finally got our building permit, which means plumbing and electrical and all those in the weeds types of things is starting.
That have nothing to do with like the dining experience, right? But when it's your deal, like, it's all kind of on you.
It is, and has exposed me to a lot of the process that I haven't been a part of before with the pre-opening stuff. That's been pretty great. It's in Logan Square. We're just stoked as heck. It's on Milwaukee Avenue. Great part of town.
Great location.
Yep. And it's an old auto body shop, so it's just a big box that we're flipping into a restaurant here in the next few months.
See, that kind of fits with a little bit of the auto stuff that we do here on a regular basis. You know, one of our mutual friends, Jason Vincent, you know, had that opportunity. He was waiting for a long time to put Giant together. He did it, you know, he did it exactly the way that he wanted, and you've seen the way that a lot of that positivity and that hard work kind of comes back. And so let's talk about the restaurant, because you have done a lot of different things, you know, and you've talked about some of the foods that you know and enjoy and can appreciate. So you're not just a fine dining guy. Obviously, you have all of that available to you, but what is it going to be like? What's kind of the vision for Twain?
Very casual, very Midwestern driven. You know, Twain is both an ode to Mark Twain, kind of my state's hero, if you would, and also my wife and I are partnered in the restaurant, and Twain is a form of two. And
nice.
So we are.
And she's here. Rebecca is here as well, so happy to have her in the studio. Yep.
And just a lot of that wonderful Midwestern comfort food I grew up eating was really inspired by a restaurant in Montreal called Joe Beef. And it really affected me. It took a little couple of months, but I was sitting on my couch and I realized that they had done for Quebecois food, kind of bringing it out of the shadows of the past and bringing it into today. And I realized that I had a food too, even though it's central Missouri and Midwest, that's still a cuisine. And that flip and just creation just started to happen.
Some of the things that people know, love, and appreciate in the comfort food, specifically in the Midwest, and then you have all of the education and all of the just the talent that you have to kind of put that elevated, make it special, right? You know, where sometimes some of those things, if you're not from there, you don't have that same affinity, because you're going to be introducing it to a whole new audience.
Yeah, that is true. I do think some of these are fairly universal, just living in the Midwest, like meatloaf and chicken and dumplings and stuff like this. But certainly we'll make it the way I would and not necessarily the way my grandma did. But we'd love to have the restaurant have that feeling of grandma's hospitality and that warmth and that openness and just the ability to just relax here at grandma's house. And that's one of our goals for Twain.
So grandma's going to be kind of there, like in spirit for sure. And you think about this, and we talked many times, you know, so much of the dining experience has maybe nothing to do with the food. We know the food is going to be great. You know you're going to handle that. But you're talking a little bit about some of these things that come into play that have nothing to do with that. On the ambiance side and the decor side, what are you guys thinking?
Man, we got an awesome architect and designer named Jordan Mosier, and he's just helped us crystallize our vision so much. Being interviewed by him figuring out we'd bring in samples of art and all kinds of like clip art from books. And
how was that process? Did you have like a super clear vision? I mean, a part of that's on him though, right, too, to kind of create something that works restaurant-wise?
You know, I explained to him as he talked us through this process, it was really cool, really great part of the process, that I kind of had a hole I pictured the restaurant and the food and the staff and managing and being a chef, but I kind of had a vague fog
right?
for what the dining room looked like. You know, that's not my necessarily my jam.
Right.
And so we've got just an amazing plan put together, wonderful quilts on the wall, and just a lot of just awesome, awesome stuff that he's really pulled out of Rebecca and I during his interviews with us.
See, that's like when you've got that, you've got a guy that can do that. That is where that, you know, because a lot of these things you look at it like, well, I could just do that. I could just do it myself, or I could just figure out a way to do it. But when you have somebody special that can get in there, kind of fill those gaps, I think it's important. 312-981-7200. People are calling in and texting in for their bona fide ride of the show. When we come back from this last break, before we send it to news, we are going to pick one out that is going to win that gift card and from Bona Beef. But Tim, before we go to this break, talk a little bit about, mention quick, we've got maybe like 30-40 seconds, your first car.
It's a beauty. Studebaker Lark Seafoam Green, 1959.
Are you serious?
It was just awesome, man, and it's still awesome. My brother has recently purchased it from my family. It's back.
So it was
Chicago.
Like a, it was a family car,
and I was the first to turn 16. I'm the oldest, so we drove down to this little country road in Missouri, and this guy, he basically just restored Studebakers to increase the gene pool on the road so he could buy another beater and fix it up and
wow.
sell it. And so it's beautiful, man. The color's just gorgeous.
We're gonna have to get a picture of it and maybe put it up at wgnradio.com. and last thing, give kind of the timeline of when people are going to start to kind of look. Of course, we'll have you on, we'll talk about it. Twain, when is it going to be here?
We are shooting for mid-March.
Okay.
So.
All right, Chef Tim Graham, we are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll send it to news. We'll send it to The Beat. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.